Madam President, Madam Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. To start off, let me say that Israel associates itself with a statement of the Moldovan presidency on behalf of the 10 member states of the Southeastern Europe Health Network, of which Israel has been a member state for the last 2 years. Moreover, allow me to stress 3 points of interest to Israel and the WHO. First of all, Israel would like to thank Dr. Margaret Chan, who has become the first Director General of the WHO to ever visit Israel last month. During this official visit, Dr. Chan has been able to realize how development goes hand in hand with the upgrading and strengthening of the healthcare system, and also the interchangeability and mutual interaction between health, intellectual wealth, and economic growth. We in Israel believe that peace between nations who share borders or who live in the same region is a huge contributor to the development of each country, the whole region, as well as global prosperity. Through this visit to Israel, Mrs. Chan, accompanied by the respectable regional directors, Mrs. Jacob and Dr. Alwan of the European and the Eastern Mediterranean region, have delivered a strong message. The message is that we shall look at the WHO activities in general and health and development in particular as a bridge to peace between all the member states of the Middle East. Moreover, the WHO, through the international health regulations, gives also an opportunity of communication between neighboring countries with the coordination of the WHO. We believe that these ideas can contribute and be part of the coming new global development goals for the sake of all humanity. Secondly, we can build on the experience of the previous Millennium Development Goals, of which 4 out of 10 were connected to health and indirectly to healthcare services. All of us member states of the WHO should join hand in hand under the leadership of the WHO to protect our health system and ensure universal health coverage, especially in this time of economic austerity. It is true that the national health system, as well as the WHO, should be more efficient and effective. Israel congratulates the WHO for the reform done in the WHO system as a model for all the member states. But this is also the time to share experiences between different countries, and especially between adjacent countries, on how to cope with this dire economic situation we face today, and pray for it to change soon to one of economic growth. Thirdly, we believe that the next generation of global development goals should have the potential to take care of people, the environment, and natural resources in a sustainable way. A strong political leadership by our leaders is an important factor, but cooperation between member states has a key role as well. Health can be both an enabler and a beneficiary of such cooperation. Therefore, Madam President, Israel, which is located in an arid part of the world, can argue that fresh and clean water is a global health issue as much as food, and especially food security. Water and food are interrelated, as they have been a threat to peace in the past, but we have and can make them a bridge to peace and health in the future by putting this issue in the development goals. The next step will be to utilize all the new technologies to produce drinking water on the one hand, and to treat wastewater and recycle water in order to produce food, as well as turning deserts into green area. Cooperation is needed, and Israel can and will contribute its share. To conclude, Madam President, we in Israel are of the opinion that the formulation of the next generation of global development goals is an open-ended opportunity to enshrine the role of health in the global sustainable growth. We have made progress in successfully implementing the current Millennium Development Goals. Health and related subjects figure prominently on the agenda. More could and should be done to join public health, medical technologies, information technologies, health economics, emergency preparedness, water and food security for the benefit, health and wealth of all our people. Thank you, Madam President.